السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. آمين يا رب العالمين. The Sahaba consult, and who do they hand over the banner to, Ya Allah? Hazrat Thabit bin Akram radiallahu anhu picks it up. He says, "O Muslims, decide who do you appoint." They said, "You." He said, "No." They discussed again. They chose Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu. As he hands it over to Hazrat Khalid, Hazrat Khalid says, "You should keep the banner. You are a senior Muslim than I. You embraced Islam in the early stages." He said, "No, the Mashura agreed upon you, O Khalid." Allahu Akbar. He took the banner and he strove for Allah. He portrayed his expertise and rescued the Muslims from an imminent destruction. Imagine 3,000 facing odds amounting to 200,000. And subhanAllah, only facing 12 losses. La ilaha illallah. This is definitely the help of Allah Ta'ala, first of all. And secondly, this is the geniusness of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That's why when Hazrat Khalid embraced Islam, subhanAllah, Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was elated. Even prior to his Islam, Allah's beloved wrote letters asked of him and sent messages for him through his brother Walid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, that where is Khalid? Tell him, if he comes to Islam, I will honor him. We will give him preference. We will take great works from him. We will give him great honor. Subhanallah. This is the beauty of Islam. Give everyone an opportunity, because Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people are like valuable treasures in mines, meaning there's valuable commodities there. People have valuable qualities. Those who have the best qualities in Jahiliyyah, Islam would enhance their qualities even more. Subhanallah. That's why we interact with so many non-Muslims out there in the world. Let's see the potential in people. There are so many who have admirable qualities. If we share the truth of Islam with them and express the beauty of Islam with them, and especially express to them that they have been lied to all along, and that they should look into Islam for themselves, and the way it would enhance their relationship with Allah, the way it would mend their bond with the Creator who made us all, it would bring peace in their lives. Introduce the Qur'an-i Kareem to them. Introduce our Allah Ta'ala to them. The oneness of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the love of Allah, the clemency of Allah, the mercy of Allah, that Allah's love is beyond even that of the mother. All the love of all the mothers, of all creatures in the world, the love that's in them, in all mothers of all species, is not even a fraction of Allah's mercies. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all the love of all the mothers of all creation only stems from Allah's one mercy. But Allah's mercies is much beyond that. And subhanAllah, from that one fraction of Allah's mercy does all the creation portray mercy. SubhanAllah. But there's 99 that Allah saves to present to his bando on judgment day. This is how merciful our Allah is. That's why we should also show mercy. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman tabaraka wa ta'ala. The merciful ones, those who show mercy unto others, the merciful, the most merciful Allah will show him and her his mercies. Take pity unto humanity. And the greatest form of mercy is to save them from hellfire and share Islam with them. There are so many people who don't know the truth. Make the literature concerning Islam available to them. They are readily awaiting our approach, that we approach them, that we talk to them politely, that we express the truth to them, and then leave them to decide with du'as that Allah guide them to the truth. Because Allah hi hidayat dene walehe. Allah is the giver of hidayat. See Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu, his brother Hazrat Walid radiallahu anhu, being a captive of Badr, was detained in the precincts of Masjid al-Nabawi, just in the Sahan area, among the other captives, where all the amal of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was available to them, was in their hindsight. They could see what was going on in the masjid, that Muslims have nothing to hide. Muslims want to share the truth with the world. The media is hiding the truth for too long. We Muslims have to speak out, introduce the world, introduce our Allah to the world, our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the world, introduce the Quran, which is the right of humanity. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابِ. It is humanity's inheritance. We have it, that we're keeping it for them, but share it with its rightful recipients, that humanity must know the beauty of this book, the truth in this book, and the reality of the Quran Kareem. Express this truth to humanity in totality. Hazrat Waleed, in that environment, after a period of almost 20 days, so 8 days would be the journey. Prior to that would be a few days, because his brother Hazrat Khalid would have had to arrange the money for him. And finally, when he arrives in Medina Munawwara and the amount is paid, and Waleed bin Waleed is released, and he returns to Makkah Mukarramah with his brother en route, Khalid now finds himself alone. What happened to Waleed? Waleed returns to Medina Munawwara. Why? To embrace Islam. The environment of Masjid al-Nabawi affected him. The son of that individual who was the leader in Makkah in hindering people from listening to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in stopping people, depriving people from accepting the truth, one who was the leader in the propaganda machine, in lying to the world concerning the truth of our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as people would come into Makkah Mukarramah, Waleed would send people, Waleed bin Mughira, in all different directions, warning them, covering every street to stop every person and warn them that in this city a man would approach you, be careful. His words are lethal, are poisonous, are destructive. He's a magician. His magic would destroy and ruin your nation, your community, your tribe. People were petrified. But many who interacted with Janab, our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately saw the truth, and they would start realizing that why would we judge him for what others have to say? Let us look into it for ourselves. So let us do the same. There are so many who have been lied to for so long. Let's express the truth to them. Allah give us tawfiq.